Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, better known as Money Girl, and the author of Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, available in paperback at your favorite bookseller. For exclusive money tips and advice that you won't get in the weekly podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com. When you're there, please connect with me on social media or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 361, called 10 Tips to Save Money Shopping at Farmers Markets. Farmers markets are one of the best places to buy high-quality food at the lowest prices. But it's still possible to overspend there if you're not careful. In this episode, you'll learn 10 tips to save money by spending less at your local farmers market. If you're not familiar with a farmers market, it's a place where a farmer or a produce broker sells fresh goods directly to consumers. The best markets have a variety of in-season fruits and vegetables, plus other foods like meat, seafood, eggs, cheese, honey, and baked goods. They might also have other vendors, such as food trucks, jewelry makers, musicians, flower stands, and sellers of homemade candles or soap. Shopping farmers markets can be a fun way to buy healthy food, spend time outdoors, and even meet up with friends. Here are 10 tips to save money and make sure you get the most out of your local farmers market. Savings tip number one, research nearby markets. Search for the best farmers markets in your area. Even small towns may have many options, but some may only run from early spring to late fall or be open just one or two days a week. Check out localharvest.org and the United States Department of Agriculture directory at usda.org to find the best farmers markets near you. Then visit several to see which ones have the best goods and prices. Savings tip number two, bring a set amount of cash. Most vendors at farmers markets don't accept credit cards, so you generally need to bring cash. While this might seem like an inconvenience, think of it as an easy way to make sure you don't overspend. Decide ahead of time how much you should spend and only bring that much cash to the market. Once you've spent your cash limit, well, it's time to head home. Savings tip number three, plan ahead. As I mentioned, many farmers markets have a lot of terrific items for sale that you may be tempted to buy. While it's always fun to wander around and see what a market has to offer, don't come home with stuff you really don't need. To avoid unnecessary purchases, have a shopping plan. Go to the market with a list of ingredients you need to prepare the next 3 to 5 meals. Also, bring shopping bags and perhaps a cooler with ice if you need seafood, meats, or cheeses. Savings tip number four, walk the market before buying. Prices for the same goods can vary from stand to stand. So don't buy the first gleaming peppers or luscious berries that you see. Instead, walk through the entire market and check out all the vendors selling items you need. Take note of the prices and quality, and then go back to make your purchases. Savings tip number five, know what produce is in season. In-season fruits and vegetables will cost less and probably taste better than those shipped from distant places out of season. To find out what's in season by state, month, and food, use the Natural Resources Defense Council's Eat Local map or the Seasonal Ingredient map at epicurious.com. As always, you'll find all the links and resources that I mention in the show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Savings tip number six, know prices. It's a good idea to be familiar with grocery store prices for in-season fruits and vegetables. Otherwise, you really don't know if the organic ugly tomatoes at the farmer's market are a good deal. Some produce may actually be less expensive at a conventional grocery store. However, choosing the least expensive food isn't always best, since the quality may be poor. Or you may prefer to support local farms regardless of price, if you can afford it. Savings tip number seven, don't buy too much. While this might seem like an obvious tip, don't overestimate how much you can eat or how long produce from the farmer's market will last. Wasted food equals wasted money. Think about how many ears of corn you really can eat within the next week and err on the side of buying less rather than more. Or, if you like buying in bulk, you can certainly get additional savings. Most fruits and vegetables can be frozen for up to several months, as long as you prepare them properly and have room in the freezer. Savings tip number 8. Shop with a money-savvy friend. If you want to keep yourself in check, consider shopping with a friend or family member. Not only can they help you stick to your spending plan, but they may be interested in sharing bulk purchases with you. Savings tip number 9. Become a market volunteer. Many farmers' markets are sponsored by organizations that rely on volunteers to keep them running. Consider becoming a volunteer in order to get to know the vendors and how the market is operated. Volunteers may be rewarded with produce or have the pick of items in oversupply. And savings tip number 10, shop right before closing. Although a stand's selection might be picked over right before a farmer's market closes, many vendors would rather discount what's left than to have to take it home. Plus, the produce could be starting to ripen quickly or wilt. Not all markets allow last-minute discounting, but it's worth watching for. It's in a vendor's best interest to make sales and not end up with rotten produce. If you have other tips for saving money at farmers markets, be sure to share them on the Money Girl Facebook page. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.